From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. Voters approved major reforms to Missouri's ethics and redistricting laws in November by wide margins. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman reports, supporters of the changes will have to spend the next month defending them against the Missouri General Assembly.
The biggest change in Amendment 1, also known as Clean Missouri, was to redistricting. It turned the process over to a nonpartisan demographer, selected by the state auditor, that's currently the only statewide office held by a Democrat, Nicole Galloway. A state House committee approved a measure last week asking voters to undo that change. Speaker Elijah Haar, a Republican from Springfield, says he will bring the bill up for debate.
I have a lot of fear on one person having that much power in the process, particularly one person that's not in any way accountable to anyone.
Senate leaders say they also expect to discuss changes to Clean Missouri. Backers of the amendment say voters knew what they were supporting, and lawmakers need to respect that. I'm Rachel Littman.
The University of Missouri is cutting down on building space to reduce maintenance costs following the concerns about state budget cuts for higher education. MU planners have identified where to divest and demolish campus buildings in an effort to remove 750,000 square feet of space by the 2023-2024 school year, the Columbia Missourian reports. The proposal, which was presented to the university's faculty council yesterday, excludes residence halls and athletic facilities. Instead, it focuses on buildings funded through tuition or state money. The goal is to bring the school's total building space in line with the operations budget. GoComo buses will be driving new routes starting June 3rd. This comes after the Columbia City Council approved the route changes through the passing of the 2019 budget last year. Bus routes will be expected to take 45 minutes to complete their loops and will pass by the Wabash bus station. Community Relations Specialist Amanda Kopow says this will help centralize bus routes.
Since they are going to be brought back to Wabash bus station, it's going to be a more linear route system as opposed to having the different subsections in each part of the city.
15 community informational meetings will be held prior to June 3rd about the changes. It is spring, and that means graduation is just around the corner. This means students must complete the counseling session as part of their student loans. Graduating students can do so online through the student loan website or by meeting with an expert to walk through it with them. Missouri teaching professor Jim Green conducts the sessions and goes through the process of making it easier for students.
I don't want to insult the Department of Education, but there's only so much you can do to try to bring that level of finance and that knowledge down to the average person.
Green says the counseling sessions do that. Students interested in making an appointment can log on to their account on MU Connect to begin a session. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.